regarding our responsibility as stewards, as well as the lessons from science regarding the environmental problems we face and the ways to remedy those problems, the idea of needing to translate command into obedience seems more than odd. It seems evasive. What makes environmental stewardship different from any other command that would require us to have more clarity regarding how to obey the command? Consider the following thought experiment from Roger Pielke Jr., a professor of environmental studies and a science policy researcher at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Pretend there are two Earths, identical to each other except in the following way. In the first Earth, which we will call the fossil fuel world, human-caused greenhouse gas emissions are projected to result in a 2.8 degree centigrade increase in global mean temperature by 2100, with attendant effects on climate, extreme weather, ice sheet melting, species populations, etc. In the second Earth, which we will call the solar variability world, changes in solar luminosity are projected to result in a 2.8 degree centigrade increase in global mean temperature by 2100,